Why Not Rather Be Wronged by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is 1 Peter 2:23. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. He entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Have you ever been mistreated? Dealt with unfairly or experienced loss and hardships at the hands of another? Has someone cheated you out of a position, promotion, or items that should have rightfully been yours? If so, you're not alone. Ever-increasing lawsuits are evidence of a world of unfairness. Yet as a Christian, what is your response? Have you adapted the ways and methods of the culture, or do you trust God in these types of matters, turning to Him to direct your reactions and make things right? 1 Corinthians 6:6 describes God's attitude towards Christians taking each other to court, like non-Christians do, stating, "But instead, one brother takes another to court, and this in front of unbelievers." 1 Corinthians 6:6. In this day of quick lawsuits, how do you handle being lied about, wronged, or cheated out of things? 1 Corinthians 6:7 states, "The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Because God assures that He will bring justice. Rushing to take each other to court reveals a lack of faith in God to handle it, along with an unwillingness to submit to God's word. Scripture urges to do not say, 'I'll pay you back for this wrong.' Wait for the Lord, and He will avenge you." Proverbs 20:22. With today's quick demands for justice, God's directions for those who have been wronged seem completely opposite to society's methods. Directions such as these: if someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Luke 6:29. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. God's ways may not seem fair to you, but Scripture states, "For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God." 1 Peter 2:19. 1 Peter 2:20 continues with, "But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God." Jesus suffered unjustly, being wrongly accused, ridiculed, beaten, and killed. He is the example of turning the other cheek and trusting God with the wrongs done to you. As 1 Peter 2:21 points out, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you as an example that you should follow in His steps." 1 Peter 2:21.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.